Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
I'm still trying to figure out why Kopech wasn't in the game one hitter earlier. I know Rodon has owned Correa through his career. But you get Kopech up for that moment. You don't wait until you're behind in the game. If I'm Tony La Russa, I have Kopech in that game to get that guy out. Right? Bases load to get Correa out. Now you bring him in, and now Gurriel's thinking, man, this is just gravy, right? If I get a hit here, we're up 4-1. We're thinking about Boston Red Sox possibly. I know it's early in the game, but if it's me, I have a righty ready for that moment. You got to think ahead, right? So, and they have a full bullpen. They have Kopech. They have Lynn, who's down there. They have Tapera. They have all these righties that are ready to go.
That is the voice of A.J. Pierzynski during Game 4 of the ALDS last year. A man, A.J. Pierzynski, a former White Sox player who has not been afraid to criticize managers in general, and that does not leave out Tony La Russa, whose criticism for is warranted by the masses, and that is what has been happening mostly today, based on a decision to intentionally walk a guy with a 1-2 count with a guy on second base, and the next guy comes up lefty on lefty and, of course, hits a 3-run homer. I thought it was interesting that before any of this happened, I was reading the Tribune online. I saw a piece by Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune, obviously, and he had comments from A.J. Pierzynski, and just kind of he was there. He was at the ballpark because he's an ambassador, and Paul Sullivan just talking to him about what's going on with him broadcasting, potentially managing someday, maybe with the White Sox, you know, who knows. And so I just thought that was interesting in itself, because I had actually heard A.J. Pierzynski on the radio that day as well during the actual broadcast of the game, and just enjoying his time, like wanting to stay longer in the booth with Len and DJ, which I thought was interesting. I'm like, let's get Paulie on to talk about A.J. Pierzynski and what he learned from him yesterday. So that said, Paul Sullivan, Chicago Tribune, joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What say you, Paul Sullivan? How are you, man?
Oh, I couldn't be better, Groat. You know, one of those days where you wake up and you're like, wow, this is really a good time to be a sports writer in Chicago.
Yeah, or a sports talker in Chicago. We've all got it on a platter.
Or a sports fan.
Or a sports fan, yeah. It's part of the package. Anger and angst is part of the package. And Paul, obviously I set it up that you were writing about A.J. Pierzynski, and I do want to discuss him more. But I do want to ask you just what are your thoughts first about what Tony La Russa did yesterday strategically and the reaction to it by both Tony La Russa and everybody else?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's anyone that's defended him yet, so I'm not going to do that. I don't think it's, it's a crazy move. If before the at bat, you say, okay, there's a guy in second, I'm going to intentionally walk him for Muncy, that makes sense. But the fact that he just, got two strikes after the wild pitch, guy goes to second, and then he decides to do it. That had everyone scratching their heads, not just the writers. It was everyone in the stands and basically everyone. I don't know. I would like to find the person defending it besides him. And then the post-game press conference just, I think, exacerbated the situation because he was so defensive and pretended like, how in the world can anyone question this when everyone in the world was questioning it? So just very bizarre. And it was really just another brick in the wall. I mean, you were talking about that song. It was another brick in the wall.
Yeah. If you don't eat your meat, you don't get any pudding.
So if you can splice that guy saying that about Tony into that song, I don't know whoever does your audio, but the opening there was brilliant, whoever did that. I'd like to hear that again.
Ray Diaz, ladies and gentlemen.
Ray.
What are you doing?
You switched the samples!
I mean, that's going to live in history here. If that guy comes out and reveals himself, that would be hilarious. But I'm just like everyone else, like you, just mystified and enjoying it, enjoying the aftermath, I guess.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's true that some of this is enjoyable. There is no doubt about it. All right, let's get on to AJ Pierzynski, and I do need to make clear to people that Paul wrote this story or angled this story before anything happened with Tony La Russa in this game, with the incident, the felony that occurred with Tony La Russa. So I just want to make that clear as we talk about AJ Pierzynski and potentially managing.
Yeah.
Did you get the feeling that though AJ Pierzynski is angling to someday be the next manager of the Chicago White Sox?
I mean, he's not going out there looking for it, but I definitely, if Reinsdorf called him, he'd definitely listen. I just happened to run into him at the park he was in the Dodgers dugout. I said, hey, you want to talk? And we met up later and, he knew what I was, the narrative was and mm-hmm. what I was going for. And
okay.
I knew that he had wanted to manage. I did a story on him when he was a player about managing, so it's not like a new topic. There's the sensitive nature of talking about a job that's not open. But, it wasn't like he said Tony's leaving anytime soon. He knows the relationship with Reinsdorf and Tony, and that he says, he talks to Tony. He says he's come to work with a smile. He loves his job, and But he was kind of saying that, down the road, if, Tony's not going to last forever, he's 77. So that's what he was going for. And I wrote my story and then posted it online, like you said. I went down into the stands and sat in the seats for the Dylan Cease meltdown. And people were getting pretty upset by then. And then by the time the stuff with Muncy happened, I was back in the press box. So it was really interesting, and then the post game was pretty good too. So you can say what you want about Tony La Russa, but no one's talking about the Cubs today. They're playing the Yankees. They're playing Anthony Rizzo is playing against
That's
the
right.
Cubs in New York.
Oh my God!
And no one is talking about it because of Tony La Russa. So you got to give him credit for that.
Is that a huge win for you? Like when you write that story, it's like you didn't do it intentionally, but it kind of works perfectly as a sidebar at that point. Like, hey, here's another guy that could be the Sox manager someday.
No, because the joke in the press box is that's just part of my 50 part series on firing Tony La Russa. Dodgers can't fire Tony La Russa. Who would be the next candidate if they could fire Tony La Russa? You know, it's just, I do write about Tony a lot because, you know, he has a lot of interest in Chicago and people like reading about him. The national anthem thing a couple weeks ago, yeah. I thought that was fascinating, even though I didn't totally agree with his thoughts, but I like the fact that he feels strong enough that he can, you know, say whatever he wants. And yeah, he's just an interesting baseball guy. And I don't really care whether, you know, he agrees with me or I agree with him. It's just that he's an interesting guy to write about.
The White Sox have had a history of hiring managers that probably no other teams would hire. And I say that in my example would be Robin Ventura. I don't think anybody else was interested in hiring Robin Ventura as a manager. Ozzie Guillen. I don't think anybody else was going to give Ozzie Guillen, quite frankly, a chance. At that raw moment, nobody was going to give him a chance. Probably the same.
He wound up with Miami, so you can't say no one would hire him.
Okay. That's true, but that's post-White Sox. So I'm saying at that time. But I guess, to your point, he eventually, yes, was hired again. Tony La Russa is probably another example of that. I don't know that anybody else was going to hire Tony La Russa. So the question is, do you think other teams will be interested in hiring A.J. Pierzynski as a manager at some point in time other than the White Sox?
I don't know. That's a good question. I thought you were going to ask me if another team would hire La Russa after he left the Sox.
I'm pretty sure I know the answer to that. Well, that'd be a really lousy question, Sully. Yeah.
I don't know. I think AJ would be good with any team, really. Personally, he knows baseball and he's an interesting guy. I think he would be better with the White Sox because of his relationship with the fans and. He is a very well-loved person on the South Side, and he gets along with Reinsdorf, which is obviously important. So I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't work anywhere else, but I've seen other guys go from the booth to the manager's office, and David Ross wasn't getting anyone else interested in him.
It's true.
When he was hired by the Cubs, and would he work anywhere else? I don't know.
Yeah, we're definitely in an era. For the last 5 years, probably, where it is truly a hand-selecting process going on, where they target somebody, and a lot of times it's first-time managers or guys who, have just finished playing, that they become the rookie controllable man. Hey, you watch Yadier Molina, Sully. You've covered him for years. He's going to be a manager in his first year. I got my own conspiracy theory that he takes over as the Cardinals manager after this year.
That wouldn't be surprising, or Pujols for that matter.
Yeah, or both.
And you also look at the La Russa thing with Reinsdorf. They're very sensitive about that because, they do have a general manager who built this team and did a great, you can't say a great job because they haven't won anything yet, but did a very good job to this point. And, he didn't have a say in the manager, but the same thing happened in Anaheim with Artie Moreno picking Joe Maddon, and of course that didn't work out. He eventually fired him last week. But, I think a lot of times owners have a lot more say in these things than they let on.
Have you heard from Maddon at all or talked to him? Or maybe I missed something?
Hang in there. One of those deals just by text. I haven't talked to him, but... I'm not sure of all the circumstances there. It just seems like there had to be something else because, teams go through bad streaks in a season, but they were still in a wild card race. And they were just a couple weeks ago, they were like 10 games over and everyone was happy. So,
yeah.
It just, that one makes me wonder, but I'm sure he'll resurface somewhere down the road.
Paulie, thanks for your time. Get back to enjoying the big story for the rest of the day.
Okay, and I'm telling you, if you put that guy's voice with another brick in the wall at the end of another, it would be a classic, a score classic.
You and I have produced something today, I believe, Sully. Thank you very much.
Get Ray on it.
Ray, he is smiling. He's got his thumbs up right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Radio.
All right.
Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.